Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys are live.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in black America, me, Sean Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, my guest is Tim Blackfoot. He is an entrepreneur and blacktivist. He will be discussing, should black people celebrate Christmas? My guest co-host is Justin Jackson. He has a bachelor's degree in economics. Tim Blackfoot, welcome to the Cutting Edge.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay, somebody is having some background noise. So
somebody
they're
must be
on
listening
a
on a
speaker.
Or something.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Thank you. So
can
Justin,
you guys hear me?
There?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear
you.
I can hear you.
Perfect.
Okay. In black book. So, should black people celebrate Christmas? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's kind of like everything else that's happening in this world. I don't think that we should celebrate any of the European holidays or traditions. Most of the holidays and traditions come directly from paganism, which what they mean to say is came from black people. Christmas has been a tradition of giving presents to children, and it's supposed to be commemorating the birth of Jesus, which I believe a whole lot of that is gone as well. So me not being a religious person, that's not doing anything for us either.
Right, and there's no proof of when his birthday was anyway.
Correct.
And the Europeans changed the year when they changed to a Gregorian calendar also.
Correct.
Also, just throwing in there, you know, as far as best estimation of when Jesus was born, they actually say that they believe Jesus was born somewhere in between June 13th to June 17th because of the migration of Mary and Joseph from Rome into Bethlehem. They would not have been in the wintertime.
Correct.
So.
Right. And the original calendar would have reflected that.
Right. So I guess to Black Boot, you know, I know you say you don't think that we should be celebrating Christmas. My question to you is, for those who do celebrate Christmas and hold this dear to their heart, how do you explain how? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
How do you?
What was that?
How do you explain how Christmas has become a global recognition holiday of December 25th? And what are your thoughts on that?
As far as for me, I believe in that the global supremacy, white supremacy, is the establishment to that. I had a friend. It was so ironic that we had this topic because I just had a friend all the way from Africa who is so mad at me that I'm not teaching my children about Christmas and Santa Claus. So we got into it so bad, they're not talking to me right now. But
okay, well you said you say you think it's part of, you know, white supremacy, but the first recording of Christmas being celebrated was in Rome and on December 25th AD 336. So that's well before white people even knew about North America, the United States, of what it is today, and this whole sector of the globe. So how do you justify that?
Well, you got to remember, religion, period, is white supremacy. Everything that you know about all the areas of activity in the world has to do with white supremacy. You wouldn't even know anything about a Christmas if it wasn't something that they had implanted in you.
So you think all religions
are coming over here?
Countries that don't celebrate.
Well,
like
what country
China
would
doesn't.
You say?
Libya doesn't. Yemen doesn't. North Korea doesn't. Pakistan doesn't. Mongolia doesn't. Saudi Arabia doesn't. Tajikistan doesn't. Tanzania doesn't. There's a lot of countries that don't celebrate.
There are some of those countries in which you have mentioned that are Muslim countries. Most of the countries that you have mentioned are Muslim countries.
Well, China is not a Muslim country.
I said most of them.
Right.
Now, so that would, and so, you know, China is more of a dictatorship.
Correct.
So for them to celebrate something like Christmas would be totally against, you know, their beliefs.
Right, and the Egyptians didn't celebrate Christmas, but what they did do, they celebrated with, like, green palm rushes in honor of the god Ra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of this came from, that was stolen by Europeans.
Well, in most religions, you say amen, aman, you know, all of that came from Amun-Ra. When you say an amen or amin, which is in
Christians
Quran.
Don't know what they're saying after they end it with
right.
prayer. Amen, amen.
Correct.
So they think they're doing it for one thing, but the origins of it, most of them don't even check to find out
the origins of what their
beliefs are.
The thing that most people go by is the fact that, oh, well, they have embedded the traditional thing so deep and have commercialized it so much to where it makes people feel like they have to give gifts and participate in the tradition of Christmas. Now, me myself, it started for me when I woke up one day and realized, dang, I can't even afford to get my kid a gift, you know. And it hurt me so bad that I just was like, this is back in 88. I was married. I had two jobs and still couldn't afford a Christmas for my own kid. And realizing, you know, what have I done or what have our people done by telling our children that there's a Santa Claus. Here we are working our tails to the bone just for them to even have clothes on their back and food on the table. And then you're going to make a promise of giving them gifts that are of a monetary thing rather than anything that they can appreciate or even become educated with. And that went on even further whenever I became, back in 92 or 93, when I became a Muslim. So, you know, they don't practice Christmas. So ever since probably 88, I haven't ever had a tree, lights, any celebration. I always tell my kids, we can practice something like Kwanzaa. You can either have 7 gifts on that day, or you can have 7 gifts once a day. But it's never on the day of Christmas. It's always after.
Okay. If anyone has a comment or question, dial 516-531-9540 and press 1.
No questions or comments?
No, not at the moment. We do have one person, 1111.
Do you have a question or comment?
I do.
1111.
Yes.
Okay.
First, I want to know what was the question? I mean, what was the topic?
The topic is, should black people celebrate Christmas?
I think everybody should celebrate Christmas. I mean, we learn Christmas from the Bible, and from church, from school. We're really celebrating the coming of, you know, the celebration of Jesus. And it shares the love between people. On Christmas Day, people, it brings love and joy to everybody. People's hearts are touched on Christmas, during the times and the season of Christmas. So, I feel, you know, it's sad that some people are struggling trying to get Christmas gift, but basically it's just having each other. It's a gift to me around COVID, of course. I mean, I just think so. It brings people closer.
I got a question for you, caller. Now, do you believe Christmas is the birth of Jesus' birthday?
I believe this is the day they set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus. I don't know if this, I don't know for sure this is his birthday, but this is a day that it was set aside for him, to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And they do talk about the three wise men that gave gifts, and that's why they celebrate Christmas. That's why they pass out gifts. It's basically to celebrate the birth of Jesus for this day. That's what I believe.
Have you ever
read it?
I didn't hear you. Excuse me, huh?
I was going to say, have you ever researched Christmas and its origins or anything like that?
I have. I mean, I do a lot of research on a lot of different stuff. I like to read about different things. But let me ask you, how do you feel about Christmas?
Me? Or are you asking a co-host? I mean, are you asking a guest?
Well, I'm asking you, how do you feel about Christmas?
Well, for me personally, Christmas is something that I never celebrated. I grew up in a religion where Christmas was not celebrated because of its pagan roots. So what I was taught and what I grew up learning personally was that Christmas was realistically designed to help bring over those who consider themselves now Christians to make them easier to convert them over to Roman rule. Christmas was originally, you know, this whole celebration was actually for the summer solstice, for the god that the Romans celebrated, far as the sun god. So that's what I learned growing up. And just to give you a background on that religion, you know, I was brought up as a Jehovah's Witness. You know, now, you know, practice different things, but at the same time, You know, I also grew up learning the Bible, learning the story of Jesus' birth, and how he was born in Bethlehem by the Virgin Mary and things of that nature as well. At the same time, we also, you know, was taught to do our research and to see where Christians actually come from. So that's a little bit of background on me. What about you, M. Black Boots? What is your thought process on that question that she just asked?
Well, I mean, even the bigger question to me would be, even should we even follow a religion at all? I feel like all religions have been invaded by the colonizer. In everybody's book, it tells you slavery is a good thing and you should, you know, follow the rules toward that. We as a people haven't really did our research on things. We just do things traditionally. My mom did this. My grandma even did it, and so on and so forth. And then there's the, just like I said, I was talking to one of my friends over in Africa, and they were so emotionally involved with the fact that I don't teach, my kids this tradition, because I feel like we need to break traditions from a lot of things, not only just Christmas, but every European holiday, every European spiritual guidance, anything that's led by European values has never been good for me. Or black people, period.
Carla, did I answer your question? Did you have any follow-up questions?
Me? Well, let me ask you this right here. It had to be very sad for you, you know, to see everybody celebrating Christmas, and you wasn't able to celebrate Christmas. Am I correct?
Well, to be honest for you, for me, the way I grew up, was it sad to see people celebrating Christmas and me not celebrate Christmas? I would say yes and no. I would say yes for a simple fact. Of course, any kid, or in fact, to go even further than that, any person will love gifts. You know, that's in general. That's actually one of the languages of love. Not even necessarily romantic love, but just love in general. So, of course, I love gifts. I love that. And as a kid, I do feel like, you know, I didn't get to participate in certain things and of that nature because we didn't celebrate Christmas. But at the same time, no, I did not feel too much negative because I knew the origins. Not just the origins, but like I learned about Christmas. You know, I learned where did it stem from? Where did it originate? Why do we celebrate Christmas? You know, those are some of the things that, you know, we discuss. We discuss the true origins of Jesus. And, you know, and what that actually entails. And one of the things that I've learned as growing up was that as you read throughout the Bible, Jesus himself, not one time has he ever told us to celebrate his birth. I have never seen it in the Bible where he tells us to celebrate Jesus' birth. Now, Jesus did make reference to his death and what that symbolized. And Jesus did tell us to celebrate and remember that day of his death. But I have never seen in the Bible anywhere, any scripture. And if I'm wrong, I definitely encourage any caller, you know, to enlighten me on it, because I mean, I would love to learn more, you know, but I've never seen him tell us to celebrate his birth. Now, I think that if his birth was something that needed to be celebrated, that, you know, that is something that he would have, you know, mentioned. That's something that would have been in there. But it's not there at all, to my recollection, to my knowledge. But he did, before he even died, he did tell us to remember and celebrate his death. You know, so why would he tell us to celebrate his death but not his birth? If that's something that we should be celebrating on my end.
Okay,
so, like,
first of all, that book you got it from, White Hand, were on it. Do you know about the Council?
Okay.
Yeah. 325 AD. First of all, everybody is not, well, how can I put this? Everybody doesn't share your religious beliefs.
Absolutely.
And they celebrate Christmas. So if you go through by, like, a biblical perspective, it might work for some people, but it's not going to work for everybody because you can't put everybody in the same basket. Because
right.
People
most,
do
most
have different beliefs.
Christmas has become a pushing point. Okay, for instance, Black Friday. Everybody knows, oh, it's Black Friday. Go shop. You can get the deal. You can come back a month later and get that same deal. I've done it myself. It's like the thing that it's one of those thing targeting things to make you go to the store and buy something. One of the biggest things that I come to admire as being a businessman myself is the way that commercials push certain things to make people buy, and you as a businessman can pull from that, you know, and that's what it really comes down to. It's a commercialized system to make you buy at a certain time. Well, you gotta get this. You have to get that. You
right,
have to make sure your kids.
That's not how it started out, though. That's not how it started
no,
out.
No, it's not how it started out. But what I'm saying is where it is now to where it is. I mean, from then to where it is now. I mean, Black Friday didn't start until, you know, they really. This was the elites making sure that big business, Walmart, something like that. Walmart's in everything. Walmart had made their place
well,
more of a department store.
In slavery.
Well, yeah, the actual term and what it actually stands for, you are absolutely correct. But what I'm saying is these are code words to make people say, oh, I got to get out there and stand in line with a whole bunch of idiots and fight for some TV that probably won't even last a year. You know, my thing was the fact that big business has utilized things like Christmas, Easter, 4th of July, Halloween even. I mean, you got big, gigantic shopping stores of people, you know, dressing up in costumes and, oh my God, it's terrible. The kids can't go Halloween, you know, trick-or-treating on Halloween
caller.
Because of COVID. What was that?
We have another caller, 6120.
Oh,
do you
I'm
have
sorry.
A question or comment?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I agree with whoever was saying that holidays are used as an economic engine to keep the economy moving. That is definitely that's correct. Now, I don't know if it started out that way, but that's how it that's how the dust settled. But what I would say about Christmas is that I never celebrated it my entire life, but I did have a mother who used to get us gifts around the same time everyone else got gifts, so we wouldn't be left alone. But my take on these holidays are this: this life is not easy, and fellowship helps. So anytime there is an occasion for you to get together with people you care about, I take it. So I don't really get caught up in all the pageantry of these holidays, but I do know that anytime I can get together with family and friends, because at the end of the day, the only thing you should value is your family and friends. The balance of life is just the means to an end. So I just, use it as an occasion to get together with family and friends. And if I've learned nothing in this life, I've learned one thing: party today. That's all I have.
I don't necessarily agree with partying because people take it in a different way. But yeah, definitely enjoy your family because your family is part of you. You're going, you know, a lot of times I seek my family because I don't even have an understanding of what's going on with me and the things and why I act certain ways around certain people and certain things. And everybody has their own insight, and family does help in that aspect. Plus, you know, you can get great food on the holidays.
That's true.
We got another caller?
Not right now. But what I would say, you know, to caller 1111, when you ask me, when you ask me, you know, how did I feel, you know, during Christmas? One of the things that was always thrown out to me was that, you know, you can get gifts anytime. You know, you can get gifts anytime throughout the year, right? Now, unfortunately, in my family and the way I grew up, you know, I didn't get those gifts, you know, throughout the year at all, or any point in time, you know. So, like, yes, do I feel like I was robbed in a sense of, yes, absolutely. Do I feel like that I would do that to my children? No, I make it very clear. I have two daughters. I make it very clear that I want to be able to provide for them a great childhood and a great upbringing that's going on. So I do think that, you know, not because of what happens at Christmas, but, like, you know, when you say something that we have to live up to, you know, and what I mean by living up to it is, like, if you're telling a kid that, hey, we don't celebrate Christmas because you can get Christmas, you can get gifts anytime throughout the year, not necessarily that, so that way you don't feel left out. I think that's, you can't just say that. You got to, you know, live up to that, you know. So my mother did not, and I do feel like that, you know, in a sense I didn't miss out on certain things in life, but, like, as far as the information that was given to me, no, I don't. I feel like, you know, I always consider myself a realist, being real with myself, and being real with others.
Let me comment on that right quick. Okay, this is what I want to say first. With my kids, if they lose a tooth, it was the tooth fairy. If it was Easter, we was on holidays. Every holiday I did something for my kids. And I'm a single parent, but I had it going on. And another thing, too, I want to say, do you believe in the commandments, it tells you that I shall have no other God before me? Do you think that some people are with some other God? Because clearly so many people are in this other God. So I'm just saying, do you think that you're serving a different God from somebody else in your Bible? I'm not criticizing.
Right.
I'm just asking.
No, I get that. Gotcha.
Because clearly y'all don't believe in God. I don't know how you can live your life with not, I ain't going to say you don't believe in God, but how you can live your life and not every day. I pray. I pray in the morning, sometime at night, and I just feel like it's got to be empty for you. It's got to be, how in the world are you leaving God behind? I just want to know.
Just to respond to that very quickly, and then I'll let the guests respond to it as well. But on my end of it, when I look at the Ten Commandments, I look at that, you know, from the Bible, where it comes from, where you're talking about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of David, you know. And what a lot of people fail to realize is a lot of people are worshiping the same God. Right?
There are gods. Everybody's got different religions. So, I mean, you got some that sacrifice animals. You got some to do this, do this. Don't eat pork. Don't do this. Don't do that. This is not all in the same. This is different gods. It's not in the same Bible. People print Bibles too. That's what people don't
have. I have to disagree with you on that, caller.
People, there are Bibles. They're not the same Bible. Some of them are not.
No,
so if you read your Bible, if you read your
National Version, all of them.
If you,
it says in the Bible not to eat pork.
Yeah, that's right.
You read your Bible,
no, I'm saying
you
that some
Bibles
are different from the other Bibles. That's what I'm saying.
No,
everybody Bible
the
is the same.
It has
huh?
it in there.
Oh, yeah, it might be in there. I'm just saying that
Bible,
some people's Bibles are different.
It's in there.
You got some. I remember the Mormon Bible had
have,
no, what don't have, you know, they do different things in different Bibles. That's what I'm saying. Different religions.
Okay.
From my
experience. But your reference was toward God. You were... I mean,
no, I'm just
yeah.
saying that,
okay,
yeah, there are false gods, and false gods that are different Bibles. Your Bible might have a different Bible from what my Bible says. That's what I'm saying.
There
are different religions. Huh?
Do you use the King? What version of the Bible do you go by?
The one you're talking about. The
well,
one you're talking about.
That Bible.
No, I'm just
like
saying that.
That.
No, I was wondering, did he remember that commandment that says, you know, about the false gods? You know,
I should not have
other God before me. That's what I'm saying.
So,
Bible,
let me respond to that. Let me respond to that.
The Bible were treasurized from the laws of my eyes.
But let me respond
directly. No, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying. 42
laws of my eyes. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it was. Do your research.
What is that?
I was raised
in church from a little child on up, and I know. Listen, I'm just saying. I was raised in church, and if you notice, I hear so many different religions now. I mean, everybody has their own religion, but you got to realize just because some people's Bible says this, like he, you know, y'all was commenting about certain things about Christmas. Okay, well, other people's Bibles might have stuff different in the Bible. That's why I said, do you believe?
Can I respond to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, like I was telling you from my childhood, I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness.
Everybody do something different. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. We went door to door. Day to day, literally,
yeah.
Literally, you know, one of the things that we was taught is how to talk to people who said that our Bible is different, right? This is something that was a basic thing that we was taught, right? And just to shed some enlightenment here, right? Most Bibles, like, do some Bibles say different things as far as verbiage? Yes. But at the same time, when you look at the Bible, from my experience, from the 30 years of me living, from the time of me knocking on different people's doors and telling them, I won't use my Bible, go get yours, and we just use your Bible only, they all have the same stuff in it. You know, they might switch a couple of words around here and there, but at the same time, when you read the sustenance of the scripture itself, they all revert to the same thing, right? You have the King James Version, the original King James Version, which talks in old English is what I called it, right? Where they use thou and they and things of that nature. You have the children version where they simplify some of the verses so it's easier for a child to understand. You have the what I call a regular Bible where, you know, it's not the kid version, but and it is just pretty much the same thing of the King James Version that's translated in a matter of updated English. So you're right when you say that.
Anything that's taught in the Bible is also
taught in the Quran. Yeah, but you know what?
In
the Bible it says the true gospel got to be preached. That means a lot of people coming with different gospel. The true gospel got to be preached. It's in the Bible.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something right now. First of all, go ahead.
It's the one who decided what you were going to have and what was going to be left out of the Bible. So you have so-called
the Council
of
Nicaea.
Of the Bible that aren't law.
Okay.
You're talking about the Council of Nicaea.
Who decided what you was going to get? And
that's
if
right.
You looked up or
I never heard of that before.
King James, look it up.
Yeah,
but,
you can look it up.
What I'm saying is, there's so much in the Bible now. You got to go with God through the Spirit. You got to pray and go through your heart and your spirit to really
know
God.
Can I add to that? Me being a spiritual individual rather than a religious individual, I have found that God has no thinking of what man has put in those books. The one thing that I've learned is through, and I've studied two different religions. They have some of the same things that are in there, and the thing of it is you have wicked man trying to say that they're telling you what quote unquote God says, but you also could get that same thing. You could have some retard but a crazy person that reads the Bible and get a whole different terminology of the Bible than what you get, or the Quran. So the thing of it is God speaks spiritually, not through no raggedy ass Bible. The Bible is not the Bible, the Quran, any of the different religions. They are other people's ideology, and they have also been put dirt upon by man's hands, man's that we don't have control over. You see what I'm saying? Every Bible starts out the same. Every Quran starts out the same. The
Torah.
God, I can't even take it. Yeah, all of them start out, you know, all of them are starting out the same. They have a root of good, but then they all stretch out and do whatever. And it's up to you to decide which way you were going to go. Well, I decided I'm going with God, and God speaks totally to me.
Now, back in the day, I saw on YouTube a while back, this was the old lady, that she said back in the slavery days when, the preacher used to preach, she said it didn't come from a Bible. It came from the heart. Say he spoke, mm-hmm. He spoke from his heart. And if you go way back in the days, when they were slaves and, coming out of slavery and stuff, that's how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Martin Luther King. Even though he had a Bible, he had a dream, and you see that dream came just like he said, little black boys and girls be holding hands and stuff. Remember that? Sometimes it doesn't come. You can read the Bible all day long. You don't understand it, it ain't going to help you. You can read it all day long. You gotta still go with the Spirit of God and through your heart, and that's your ways are found that way.
But I don't get my spirituality just from a Bible or a Quran.
Yeah, you gotta go further than that.
I get my spirituality directly from God. There's things that it's just like, why are trees and grass here?
God created them. Yeah, God created them.
But why? So we can breathe.
Right.
You have certain animals here to make sure that everything that you want and need, God had already put here for you. You don't have to follow nobody's thing. It's written.
12:33. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, it's been a while since I've been on here. But I was going to say, when you guys were asking, should black people celebrate Christmas? I grew up celebrating Christmas. And that was because I was taught to celebrate Christmas. And as being a black person, it wasn't until I got older that I heard that maybe you shouldn't celebrate Christmas. But since I've always celebrated, and I feel like this is what other people do also, like, you don't even want to find out maybe why you shouldn't celebrate Christmas.
I have a question.
But I hear...
Okay, was that person a Jehovah's Witness that mentioned that to you?
I've heard it.
What?
You're wrong for that.
Let me answer the question. I would say I probably first heard it from not the first person that I heard it from was not the Jehovah's Witness on his phone call. Earlier in school, there were kids I went to school with who were Jehovah's Witnesses, and they would leave during, like, school holidays and things like that. And I'd always see that as, hey, they're being taken away from the fun because their parents would pick them up earlier, do that kind of thing while we were having a party, like a Christmas party, for instance. So for me, it was like, oh, my goodness, like they don't get to have fun because they got to leave the party. They can't come to the party.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as why you shouldn't celebrate it, I don't believe we're actually like to this day I hear things and like maybe I shouldn't celebrate Christmas, but I guess I'm not hearing in depth why Black people shouldn't celebrate Christmas.
Well, I mean,
me myself,
I had mentioned the fact that everything that has to do, and not only just Christmas, but all holidays that are European created, no Blacks should celebrate it or participate in it because
like,
it has nothing to do with.
I understand what you're saying. Our money is European created, but we still want it. So I guess my question is like, for me, like I said,
we were talking about holidays.
Or I hear that. What you're saying it's European created, but I think for people like that's trying to give like a history lesson on why we shouldn't celebrate it, or if we can go back to religion or why it's bad and why it's sinful and why it's actually against God, I guess that's what I would be asking.
Just to interject very quickly, it goes back to the original question that 1111 asked. I believe she was asking me, or she might have been asking everyone, not for 100% for sure, but, you know, why we shouldn't celebrate Christmas. And one of the things she brought out was that in the Ten Commandments, they said that thou should not celebrate any other God but me. Now, I just want to put reference to that particular commandment, okay? And in that particular commandment, just to throw it out there, you know, when you're celebrating Christmas, you're celebrating a different God. The reality of it, of
I said celebrate. I said celebrate Christmas. I mean, celebrate no other God. You know, I said thou shalt not have no other God.
But me, right?
Yeah, that's it's in the Ten Commandment.
What I'm saying is, right, and what I'm saying is...
Okay, what is Santa Claus?
Directly to that, hold on. To answer directly to that, though, is that when you look at the where Christmas originated from, it originated from the Roman god of solstice. So when you are celebrating Christmas, even though they translated that to say, hey, we're going to use this as Jesus' birth and say that this is when Jesus was born and we're going to use this, in order to mesh both of those cultures together, the reality of it is you're still celebrating that God of Sun, right? When you look at the Christmas tree, where did that originate from? The Christmas tree originated from the God of Solstice. That's what they did. They took a tree, they decorated it, and they gave gifts, right? What they did was mesh those two holidays together, right? And to me, to me personally, and the way I was brought up and the way I was taught, was that by doing that, you're still celebrating pagan roots, and it still goes back to giving sanctification to another God other than the God of Abraham, right?
The three wise men, when Jesus was born, that's when they began to celebrate his birthday. So when he was born, the three wise men came, and each one of them brought a gift. And that's why people celebrate Christmas today.
But here's the question. Why did they bring a gift, though? That's the question. Why did they bring a gift? When you look at the Bible, the reason why they brought a gift wasn't to establish the holiday of Christmas. The reason why they brought a gift was to celebrate that
the coming of the king. They called him the coming because they knew he was going to make a change in the world.
Exactly, exactly. So
that's
so
why.
So
we know every Christmas. Look, if you get up on Easter morning, get up real early Easter morning, you will actually see the sun blinking. If you get up real early and see the sunrise, you know, they say that's the rebirth. Jesus,
you
rises.
Actually,
you actually,
you
know why?
You
know why?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. You know, a lot of stuff, some things in the Bible.
But
you
know, Easter,
some things,
Easter is not the same
day. They don't
day
tell
every
you
year,
that,
right?
That it's going to jump, that sun
but
is going to jump.
You understand Easter is not the same day every year, right?
But you
exactly.
understand that that's supposed to be the rebirth of Jesus on Easter Day, right?
Once again, that is something that has been indoctrinated. The reason why Easter is not on the same day every year and why you see the difference in the moon and how the sun relates to each other is by the basis of that they schedule it that way. We have to give reality to the cosmosis, what happens into our solar system, what happens to our galaxy. That is why Easter is always a different day. Why is Christmas not a different day in that by your same terminology? Why is Easter a different day and Christmas is not? And the main reason for
that is the birth of Amun-Ra. That's what they celebrate in the winter solstice. And Easter is the worship is star. So do your homework. And Romans did not start the Christmas with the tree. They stole it from the Egyptians with their worship with Amun-Ra. So you need to go back a little further, Justin.
Yes, it
I
agree.
Correct with you.
On
I don't
that.
Know why you're telling me to go back. I'm agreeing with you here.
The Romans were the ones that gave all the credit to them and the Greeks on the way things are now. However, if you go back, all of that education had come from the Egyptians. And everything that is quote unquote paganism was developed from Egyptians.
We have another caller, 8109. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I guess I just want to clarify. What do you guys think celebrating Christmas is like personally? Like the celebration of it. For you.
I believe for me, just to throw it out there, I think the celebration of Christmas, like I said at the beginning, is to continue the tradition that Roman used to take over and conquer the actual people at that time, to indoctrinate both holidays and try to mesh them together. So that way they say, hey, we're not celebrating the pagan God, we're celebrating your God at this point in time. Second, I believe that it has evolved into modern day and as a way to actually worship the God that most people worship, which is money. Money is a God.
I love that God.
It's generating revenue. If you look at economically, business structure and business plans, and when you look at their spreadsheet, businesses starts to come out of the black around early November, right? And Christmas is a huge revenue. It's a huge revenue that generates a lot of money throughout the world, but most importantly, especially in the United States and also European countries to buy, you know? So that's what I think Christmas is right now, is a way to generate revenue, push the economy, and to get people to buy.
To add to that, I would also say that it is a way for a way of control. See, it's a way of pushing it by saying, well, we're not forcing you to do that, but hey, let me tell you something. If your kid isn't about Christmas and everybody else's kid is, you're going to feel bad because your kid isn't receiving any gifts and all these other nice, beautiful kids are getting gifts. What's that going to do to your kid? So it's a mind control thing as well. It's a mechanism to get you to buy at a certain time where, just like he was stating, the economic system, you know, I got to say, you know, we were starting to suffer as October got here. But at the end of November, you know, you start pushing this and that for as far as getting gift cards, as far as receiving, you know, this and that off for Black Friday or all these quote unquote pagan holidays slash European holidays is a way of forcing the people to go ahead and buy at a certain time. To just like you said, it kills stores whenever they are not having Christmas specials and getting Christmas, because that's just
and
like
Black
you were
folks.
Saying. Yes.
It's the colonization.
That people are forced. I don't agree that people are forced, because people have a choice.
No, people do have a choice, but my point is, it's a undertone of making it seem like you're a bad person, because I've been dealing with this for 30-something years now, where people were like, why are you doing this to your kid, blah blah blah, you know, yada yada yada, and I'm like, my kids still get everything that they need or want. And I don't have to have them believe in this joker that it ain't got nothing to do with us is buying you these gifts. You getting them gifts from your father. You're getting these gifts from your mother.
The colonization of our spirituality.
What was that?
Basically, she said the colonization of your spirituality.
Correct. Well
so,
said.
So, you know, in essence, you know, when it comes to the, you know, Christmas itself, and like I think we all can agree that Christmas, you know, is as a mechanism today that is being used to stimulate the economy. And the Bible, if you believe in the Bible, if you read the Bible, you can even look at that in Revelation, the book of Revelations, where, you know, it talks about how things are going to be defiled. I can't actually think of the scripture right off the back of my hand. I can look it up if you give me time. But, you know, we talk about that, you know, and like today, where did Santa Claus come from? Where did this white man break into your house to leave gifts for your kids come from? You know, like.
Not today, colonizer.
You know, like, I understand that the person that was called Saint Nicholas, you know, that tries to start a tradition, and that this person was, but like right now, we teach Black boys and Black girls that a white man breaks into our house illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves things. They trespass on our property and leave things. Like the lie, what Colin 1111 said. You know, the Ten Commandments, part of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not lie.
Hello.
And so it's like, okay, so why are we lying, you know, to uphold certain types of traditions and fashions when they're not real? You know, and as 1111 said as well, when we talk about Easter, you know,
mm-hmm.
a bunny laying egg. A bunny is a mammal. I have never seen a bunny laying egg, not ever in my life. You know, so when we start talking about these holidays, you know, I'm just saying that, like I always say, I'm a realist. Let's keep it real. You know, let's be honest. You know, if I was going to give my child gifts on December 25th, I'm going to make sure my child know that gift came from me. You know,
there you go.
If I'm going to go out and work hard and spend my hard-earned money, I'm going to make sure that they know where it comes from. Not some random white person that lives in the North Pole that has slaves working year round to deliver these things across the world. I can't fathom myself to, you know, stoop to that level, you know. And we do have another caller. We do have another caller. If you have a question or comment, 1053. I saw you on there. Just want to make sure that you have opportunity to speak as well. But, you know, that's my thought process on Christmas itself. I don't celebrate Christmas.
Well,
because
why don't you stop talking and let me talk?
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, you shut up. Let me talk. Okay?
I hear everybody talking about Christmas.
But what I want to know is, I haven't heard not one caller talk about the works of Jesus.
Okay.
What's his work? Let's talk about the works of Jesus.
Tell me.
Do you know anything? Do you know anything about Jesus' works? The works of Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you know about that?
Okay. So when you look at Jesus, first off, Jesus wasn't religious.
No, I
Jesus
asked you. Tell me what's the.
You're
work
asking
of
me what was his works. You asked me what was his works. You gotta let me talk.
Okay.
You know, in order for me to answer your question, I gotta talk, right? So
came on pretty aggressive.
I'm not going around the question. Jesus was spiritual. If Jesus was here, his works was he denied the religious leaders of that time. The Pope, who we would consider the Pope at that time, he rejected him. Okay? Jesus came and he taught the true gospel of God. They tried to counter him and conquer him in several different ways, unsuccessfully. They asked who? You say,
oh,
what?
Wait a minute.
Let
the caller speak.
I want to know, did he raise the, is he a credit, giving credit for raising Lazarus from the dead?
In the Bible, it says that, and I believe it.
I'm talking about specific works that Jesus performed.
Can I ask the caller something, caller?
What is that?
What to you? Is Jesus white?
It doesn't matter whether he's white. Jesus, first of all, First of all, Jesus. This is me talking. Jesus is a spirit.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, but he so-called walked the earth as a man.
I don't look at Jesus as a man.
Answer my question, please.
What's your question? You asked, was he white?
And when he walked this earth as a man, so-called walked this earth as a man, is Jesus a white man?
I don't think he was. You're missing the point right there.
No, you're missing the point, bro.
You're missing all the point.
I'm questioning you because you're trying to tell me that there's some work that has been done.
I need to know, first of all, identify this man. I don't see Jesus as a man. I see him as a spirit.
When he walked around as a man, what color was this cat?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Do you know?
The Bible will tell you.
Jesus was a Jew. Guess what color he was?
You tell me what color Jesus was. You tell me.
In the Bible, it says he's a black man.
They say he was a Jew.
They don't say he's a black man, but
we can identify him as being a black man, so be it.
How does that determine
his power?
Well, then why are they showing a picture of this white guy that ain't even Jesus?
It's immaterial. It doesn't matter.
That is very material.
You're not looking at the work. You're not focused on the work. You're focusing on what?
This has a lot to do with the work. The point that I'm making is that everything that you're saying is something that has been brought to you by someone else. This is being brought to you by someone else, correct?
Everything you talk about is focused upon race. Everything you talk about.
Because that's who brought Jesus. There's a reason why that Jesus is white up in that Bible. It's because of race, bro.
You're not concentrating on race. No, if you concentrate on the works of Christ, it doesn't matter what color he is.
I concentrate on my work, man. I think I did a lot of work. What about you? You did a lot of good work? Do you give?
What is that?
I did a lot of work on this Thursday. Do you give? Do you
do a lot of good work?
I
do some good works, yes.
What do you mean,
yes,
some?
I do some good work.
Do you give?
No, but what I'm talking about is when we talk about the work of Jesus, I look at his healing powers that was manifest and documented.
I got a question for this caller because, you know, it came out, like I said, you know, pretty strong. You know, did you hear me deny Jesus' works?
I didn't hear you.
Did you hear me deny? You say what?
Define his work. Concentrate on his work.
Hold on. Ask your question. Did you hear me deny Jesus' work?
The point I'm making is concentrate on the work of Jesus. What did he do?
If you was listening at the beginning, when 1111 asked me about, you know, the commandments, okay, I specifically acknowledged the fact that Jesus never, one time in the Bible, and I asked for anybody to enlighten me where he said celebrate my birth. He didn't say celebrate my death. That's part of his words, right? I've been proclaiming Jesus. And I believe in Jesus. So from the very beginning,
when I think of celebrating Jesus' death, I think of his death and his resurrection. That's what that
so,
means
so you
to me.
You're
going to
skip everything he did in the middle.
That's what it means to me.
Skip everything in the middle. What did Jesus say? You're saying you're going to skip everything in the middle.
No, what I'm saying is what it means to me when we speak of the death of Christ. I think about when he was raised from the dead.
Right.
That's what I think about.
And no one here denied it.
I'm gonna deny it. How's that?
All right, go ahead, deny it, caller. I mean,
I'll deny it.
Go ahead.
We have another caller, 1233. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a comment. For the caller, I don't know if he's still on the line. I believe the question of the show was, should black people celebrate Christmas? I'd like to know, like, what does, I guess, Jesus' work exactly have to do with us celebrating Christmas?
Hello?
1053?
Yes.
Are you still on?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I know that was to me. What is your question?
Yes. So I know you were talking about Jesus' work. You said Jesus' work. Correct. I guess I'm asking you, like, what does Jesus' work have to do with us being black and whether we should not celebrate Christmas or not?
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with black people celebrating Christmas. I don't even believe that because I don't even – color doesn't even come into play with me.
So I guess also for me when you're saying it doesn't matter his color, like I disagree.
No, it's
it does
work.
Matter
this
his
is,
color.
This
the
is
reason
me. This,
I'm saying
– This is me. It's me. It's his work that I'm looking – what is the – what work did he do? Not what color he was, not what – countries was from, what's the tradition of
Christmas?
So
if his color, I guess, doesn't matter, then why do you think when we see the face of Jesus, it's white everywhere? Like if the color didn't matter, like
Hello.
Why is Jesus always white? And when in the Bible, it clearly does not describe Jesus as being white. Like I think that's a big factor. And just to shift it a little bit, like, with black people in general, like religion keeps us down.
Yes.
Not to say I don't believe in the Bible, but it keeps us down as a people.
I don't think it keeps you down. First of all, I don't think that keeps you down as a people. I don't think by people saying that Jesus is black, white puts you down. I think you have other issues that causes
because we don't know who we are, so we're looking up to the white man again. Like maybe if we knew who we are and how valuable we were,
well, if you were
we would
Christ,
be better as a people.
You if you are really
Hello.
In Christ, you'll know who you are.
I
See,
mean,
you
I
don't
think
know who you are.
Wait a minute. How is that?
If your ancestors were enslaved, you do not know who you are.
Hello.
Yeah, I still know who I am.
No, you don't
might
know,
not
your
know who you are. You might not know
from.
You might not know who you are. And a lot of black people might not know who they are, but I know who I am.
No. You are carrying a slave man, a white man's last name.
I'm what?
A white man's last name.
I didn't hear that. She said a white man's what?
Last name.
Your ancestors
Surname.
Were enslaved. They don't know who they were. Would you know your original, your family, not from no white man's name that they took on and used? Do you know your family's real name, not the white man's name that you were given?
Okay, one of your guests or somebody said they were Muslim.
No, I have one time practiced Islam. I'm not. I'm a spiritual individual now.
Okay, the reason why I make reference to that, I've heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's Minister Farrakhan. He said,
"Use Jesus." Yes.
I've heard some of his tapes.
I also said that each Bible.
Are you familiar with Yaku? Are you familiar with Yaku?
Hey, I also said this now, caller. Wait a minute, I'm gonna get there. Okay. If you were paying attention, that everybody's Bible, whether it be the Bible, the Quran, or the Torah, is all the same. It is all rooted. And just depending upon which way you believe. Even Christianity has about a bazillion ways to go.
Well, I agree with that. That's true. But
and the thing about it, the thing that
sense.
I was saying, let me say this before you even
no,
go
you,
further.
Okay.
I'm not deflecting or anything. I need you to get an understanding of what I believe, so therefore you will understand the fact that you utilizing anybody's Bible or anything doesn't mean anything to me and my relationship
right.
toward
I,
God
I agree with
because
that.
Of the fact
I
that,
agree with that
because God is totally spiritual. And
right.
if you use other people's Bibles and things, you
they
will become their using their thinking and you are not truly a person that's close to God.
Well, I have a
You're not close to maybe that particular guy. Let me finish this one point. The reason why I was making that point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because that Yaku, and I just saw this on one tape. Because I've looked at different religious, beliefs.
Beliefs,
I'm a
yes.
Yeah, beliefs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and Minister Farrakhan, he said. He blamed Yaku. He said Yaku created white people by engrafting them and making them lighter and lighter until they were white. They were the Europeans. That's a belief.
Here's my thing.
I don't believe that, but I'm telling you this is
I
what
do.
I heard.
Well, what do you what okay. do you believe?
Okay.
What do you believe that we're a cursed race or what?
No, I don't believe we're cursed. I don't. We never.
Well, you believe in the Bible because it says that.
I never read in the Bible where it said black people were cursed.
It says that, man, that's early in the Bible. But let me get to this point, and I don't even want to go there because
it didn't say that.
It actually did. But let me tell you this. What I actually believe is this, that you have genetically a superior gene and you have inferior genes. Theirs is inferiors. Ours is.
Well, that sounds like Hitler talking.
No, this ain't got nothing to do with Hitler, bro. I'm talking biology. I'm talking biology. Yes, I'm talking biology. If you ever taken biology, you would understand the difference between.
And scientists have proven this.
Yeah, it's something they know. The closer it gets to white people starting to die out.
You believe that, don't you? Now you believe that, don't you?
Because I can see that. But now let me.
See, people believe what they want to believe.
Let me finish my point, bro. Let me finish my point. My point was the fact that I have studied those things, like blonde hair, blue eyes, all of that. Those are recessive genes. We their genetic makeup comes directly from us, and that's a proven fact. Two black people can make a white baby.
What university proved that? The same university.
Man, I studied this.
It's a lot of Harvard University. It's a lot of them. Top of them. They did.
It's a long line of them.
Recently, this year.
Are you familiar with Dr. Sheikh Antediop?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yeah, read his work on the study of black people and the fact that everybody comes from the black woman.
Oh, that's already proven.
No, I know. I believe.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know the name, but I heard that they were credited scientists. They said that they agreed that the race was created from black people. People were created from black people. They acknowledge that.
The greatest thing about white supremacy is that it plays on both sides of the argument. So what they're doing is controlling the whole thing.
We have another caller, 7043. Do you have a question or comment?
I like the conversation. You all seems very passionate, but just on the science level, if you guys take those genealogy, those exams, I mean, those little, what was that, 39 plus one or whatever that crap is, that traces your genealogy,
mm-hmm.
traces your genetic makeup, everything comes from black people. So secondly, I mean, so that's not even a question about the makeup of the human species. You wouldn't be a human being. You wouldn't even be a human at all if you didn't have a Y chromosome, you know, X and Y chromosome. And those are both African. Africa has all the ability, like you said. Two black people can make a white baby. I'm not talking about who's more powerful or what's recessive or what's negative about white people in general. That's a whole other problem. Mm-hmm. It's social. It's socialized understanding. But at the same time, you got to free your mind. You can't think on their level and expect to think that you're going to, you know, that you're going to elevate yourself, right? I can't use the master's tools to enslave my own mind. You know what I'm saying? So at some point, you got to seek yourself, right? On the pyramids, it says human. It says human, know thyself. Don't seek me through nobody but your own spirit. Like you said, what you focus in on is the works, right? That touches your spirit, right? That's godly. I can fuck with that. No offense. I apologize. But at the same time, you know, okaying the experience because you were able to, you know, capture that from it, you know, is, you know, at some point we got to decide, you know, how we want to stand. Do we want to stand on our feet, you know, or not? And just live in our understanding. What's so wrong with you saying, I've gone to a church, right? This white church, they came down. They prayed over this white guy who was about to play Jesus. I got up and left. Girl was like, well, I said, man, listen, we in 2000, right? If you can't have a black person, I mean, if we can't live in a certain level of reality, You know what I'm saying? You know, we, you know, so to say it doesn't matter isn't true, right? To me personally.
I agree.
Because
right, I agree.
That mindset, right. That mindset
you
has enslaved the world, y'all.
To you
it's enslaved the world. But that don't mean it can't touch you and you ain't a godly person or that the spirit can't touch you and that you can't do good works. I believe that from anybody. And to point out him talking about white people being made from the devil as in some idea that all Muslims believe, which ain't true. You know, Christians use the damn Bible to enslave our black ancestors for fucking hundreds of years.
Yes.
That's true.
So, you know, if you go to the Cape Coast Catholics, what's on top of that month? A damn church. So let's talk. You can't say that the institution is an institution, brother. It's the richest institution on the planet. If you got the most money, why ain't you doing the best good? So it's about the individual. I'm glad you can find God through that source, brother. That's all good. But accepting a poison dish and calling it good because it sustained you doesn't make it good for your people. That's all I got to say, y'all. I'm out.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So, what do you guys say about that?
What you're entitled to. Like all of us are entitled to our opinions and our beliefs, and if he believes that, then that's true for him, but not for me. And what's true for you is true for you and your beliefs. And this is one of the things that I always, and I tell Michonne, I always tell her, people have they have their opinion and they want everybody to accept that as gospel for them,
right?
What they believe,
right?
Their belief.
Right.
I think it should be it's an individual thing. That's why it's easier to.
This is why I'm spiritual.
Something. That's right. I'm spiritual too. Just
interject real quick. We got another caller.
Okay.
8109. You're on the air.
I just wanted to say that I'm really enjoying this conversation. I'm recently not a Christian, and I've been struggling with the idea of celebrating Christmas. One, because it is a very colonialized holiday, and two, because I actually subscribe more to the pagan rituals than the Christian rituals, simply because I feel like it's more into creation. So if you look at the stars and are more like the wise men did, like, when you're more in tune with the energy, I feel like you're going to be more aware of how horrible Christmas has become, because it is literally worshiping capitalism, which only runs because of slavery.
Right.
Right.
Preach.
I
have a comment.
Go ahead.
I just want to know, everybody has their own beliefs, and why is it that, you know, I just want to know why y'all, I mean, you have your beliefs, he has his beliefs, and I believe the same thing he believes, like what he's saying. And so I'm not really on this little race stuff. And why is it that this is to the caller who always talking about the white folk, the black people, you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're referring
you,
to me?
You, yeah, I'm wondering
yes,
why.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wonder what's going on with you that it's all about this white stuff all the time. I'm just wondering now. I'm wondering because. Clearly
you ever look up Dr. Neely Fuller Jr.?
You ever stay out the book and, you know, just look at the everyday life now? It's like time has changed. I understand it's prejudice.
Really?
Or still prejudice.
Wait a minute. Stop.
Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me.
Okay. Now, you did say answer my question. Okay, so
okay,
now,
well, you ain't let me get it all out. I'm wondering why.
Well,
I mean, can it be? No, let me say this first. I just want you to really think. If you went around every day thinking about, oh, the white folks this, they own this, they, you know, where's your happiness at? I'm just wondering. I'm not trying to criticize you. I just can't see myself doing it every day. I just want to know how are you feeling every day when you do that.
Can I ask you this?
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Where do you work at?
What do I work at? See, that ain't the question.
Yes.
I don't want you to answer what I just asked you.
Answer my question.
I'll answer yours when you tell me yours.
Do you work for someone? Do you work for someone? Yes or no?
No, I want you. Just tell me what I just asked you.
Well, I can't explain myself unless
you
answer some of the questions.
You can get it out.
Have you ever listened to Dr. Neely Fuller Jr. And that would help you understand.
Well, you in the
one thing
much.
That
no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The one thing that a lot of people don't understand is white supremacy is a global system. And it controls your everyday life.
We understand that.
Whether you know it or not.
We sit here every day and we look, but I'm just wondering. I mean,
so what? I mean.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So my thing is, why? If you know this, then why are you? What is your real question about it?
Okay, this is what I'm thinking. All of us are sitting here, right? Do you think that all of us are sitting here every day saying, oh, these white people this white, they own this? You think that all of us think the same way? That's what I want to know. Do you think that we constantly go on every day?
I don't expect everybody to think the same way. Why
saying,
should I think the same way as you?
I know. We don't all think the same, even beliefs. And
I can tell you right now, if it wasn't for white people coming to my business every day, I would suffer. How's that?
That sounds
so
good.
It isn't what you think it is.
I know.
The information that I'm giving you is the fact that these are the people who control your everyday thinking.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna give you an example right here. Let me just give you this example. Okay, right where I live, we have like 3 or 4 schools, and they're owned by black people. They got a business.
Okay.
She'd open this school, she'll open this one, she'll open that one. We've got about 3 or 4 of them. So, I mean, you can't, I mean, anything out there, you can do it.
Let me get back to it. I don't understand what you're getting at. You're all over the place with it.
Okay.
You need to get
to a direct point. All right. What I'm getting at is just because we're black, you know, I don't like, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why some black people think, oh, we can't get ahead because of these white people.
I didn't say nothing like that.
I had my own business.
Uh-huh.
And I remember years ago when I first started, like my first job, I knew that I didn't want to work for nobody. I wanted my own business. I knew that when I was young. I knew that.
Okay,
even
got,
before
got,
I had
caller,
that business, I took up, okay.
Oh, I mean, I understand. You. We got one more caller. Caller number 1233, you on the air?
Yes, I actually have a question for the other caller. I guess, like, why don't you think about race? And my comment to that is I think about race every day because I see we have race relation issues every day, especially with the black men. I have to think about my brother. I have to think about my fiance, about everybody in my family has had issues with the police, probably as a black man. And then I look at the prison population. It's not an accident that black men make up like a huge percentage of the prison population, and we're such a small percentage of the country. So things like that make me think about like the whole race issue on a daily basis, because on a daily basis, like, they're after black men, especially looking for a reason to, like, lock them up. So that's why I think about it. So I guess
the billion dollar
why
prison
don't
system.
We think about it?
Okay, this
since
is
we
probably
are
why I don't
so
think
much.
About it. Where you at is a sensitive situation. You probably you in a different place from where I'm at. Where I'm at, the police here are all black. The chief of police is black. Where my sheriff's department is, they are black. They're the person over the sheriff's department is black, and that's probably.
I've seen where black
you
sheriffs and black.
Where you at, your situation is different from mine. That's why. Because y'all in a
I've seen,
I
seen black people
excuse me,
practicing white
excuse
racism.
Me, excuse me. I know.
Well,
go ahead.
I'll apologize.
So
go
I understand.
Ahead.
I, that's what, and that's probably why we in a different place. That's why. And, you know, I'm sensitive to where you at because I see it on TV all the time. That's why. I don't focus on it as much. I'm sad when I
we
see it on television.
Okay, we got one.
I see it everywhere if you want to know.
I ain't telling you where I'm at. We on a radio station.
You have a question or comment?
We got one more call of 5240.
5240.
Hold on.
5240. We got about 3 minutes.
Hello.
Hello. Question or comment?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say it's just a good show tonight. And I'm with the one lady. Sometimes I hate this black versus white everyday thing. I mean, I know it's there, but I don't sit mine up, you know, and think about it and dwell on the blacks or the whites. I just get up and go about my business. That's all I got to say tonight, and it's been a good show. Thank you.
Okay. I do think about it because, you know what, there needs to be a solution. So I'm always trying to come up with some solution where we can eradicate this systemic racism. This
all right.
Oppression. All of
yeah.
it.
Hello.
Well, I mean, clearly.
So if you are not thinking about it until a lot of people don't think about it until something happens to them, their family
so it's too
member,
late.
Or somebody they
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah, I, just
mm-hmm.
what I said is it's a sensitive situation
I
where y'all at. Where I'm at, like I said.
No, it don't matter. Did you hear what I said? Systematic racism is a global situation. You can go to Africa,
you know,
there's way more black people there, and the colonizer owns that. The colonizer tells them what to do.
I got a question for 1111.
But I'm just saying, would you,
question,
I mean, every
one,
day
one,
your
one.
Mind is on this stuff every day?
Wait a minute.
Go
ahead.
Got
somebody
got
to lead us out of this, baby.
We
as
only
the
got
leader of my
seconds.
House.
We got 60 seconds. I got a question for 1111. So,
go ahead.
1111, I got a question. What state do you live in?
Who are you talking to?
You.
You talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
I like her.
Well, I'm not telling because I'm on a radio station, of course.
Okay, I got a question. In your state,
south,
in your county,
like
I don't know. And from your state and your county and where you live at, have you ever seen voter suppression where, you know, they shut down the area where you can go get your license, where they shut down where you can go vote for voters, even though they might open up later. Have you ever seen or felt discrimination or racism there? We got about 10 seconds for your response.
No, I have not, never seen it.
Okay.
I have never seen it. And I was shocked, like I said, you are in a sensitive situation where you at, and I should have thought about that before I said that. But
last
no.
question, last comment first before we go off air.
Huh?
Guest caller, do you have a black group? Do you have any last words before we go off air?
I want to say to everybody that of course this was a great subject. I would ask everyone to you know, do more reading outside of the Bible and you know, do your research on a lot of things. You'll find a common value, and you also will be able to keep yourself in the knowledge, in the know. Unlike, I don't know where this young lady lives, but I can guarantee that police can get away with shooting her or any of her black kids or husband or whatever, and not get any jail time or anything.
Well, you know what? I feel like this right here. Sometimes you like they're marching out there, Black Lives Matter. Sometimes you have to continue to keep fighting for it to get.
I don't support Black Lives Matter. I support no anti-Black racism.
You was like you guarantee, but I mean, yeah, I understand. Like I just think that every day I wouldn't be, you know, my mind wouldn't be every day. I would think about it, but it wouldn't be focused every day on it. Like all the white people. Like,
how
like,
do I get in the car? How do I get into a vehicle? Hold on. How do I get into a vehicle as a Black man and not risk my fucking freedom?
Well, see, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's sad. Like I said, you are probably in a sensitive situation. I don't live where you live.
I mean, I live in Atlanta.
I'm just saying.
Hello,
now.
I live downtown.
I live
in Chocolate City. I live. Check it out. A black mayor. Black, right?
Yeah.
right. Woman.
So I understand what you might be
I'm never outside of my daily knowledge that, you know, all of this is sensitive. It's touchy feely. I know that every day when I get into a vehicle, that my freedom is challenged, no matter what. Whether it's a white cop or a black cop, the fact that I'm identified in the system as less means that, hey, something could always go down. And it has down here. You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to afford an attorney, right? There are those who can't, and jail's full of them. But point is, hey, I'm not digressing in life. It hasn't taken anything from my joy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm the leader of my family, right? But my household, with my two black young men that I have to raise in this environment. So I can't give them the impression that this isn't true, you know, nor that it can keep them from anything. So, you know, life is great. it's a reality check. Sweetheart.
Yeah. Everybody on this radio station, all of us have a different situation going on. I mean,
yeah.
We got.
I mean, you know.
What I'm saying. So, where you at? This is going on.
And different responsibilities, Queen. Right? You know,
that's
like
true.
As the protector of my home. Yeah, I mean, there are things that I have to be aware of.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Okay.
So, you know, I get what you're on, and, you know, I dig that too.
As a man, your head should be on a swivel at all times. As a man, head should be on a swivel at all times. So, therefore, the thing about it is,
we have to be conscious of where we at, you know? I mean, it don't mean you can't live in, you know, but, I mean, this is where we are, y'all. I mean, this is
where we are. To be honest,
The numbers tell the truth. That's all I'm saying. Numbers speak they speak the truth. You ain't got to ask nobody, the numbers speak at all. So if we don't believe the numbers, we gotta step into our own reality. You know, I ain't saying everybody's good, but you know, at the same time, you know, it's real. You know, I've worked my whole life and they mess with me, you know, they have tried, you know, whenever they felt like I was vulnerable. So, you know, the situation is what it is. You know, I was fortunate enough, you know, to meet the right cops. Right? Good for me. But, you know, everybody ain't got that story.
That's pretty good.
Well, thank you for that. Well,